I think the new Prime Minister, Mr. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, he has experience in the Somali government. He worked at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Somalia before the collapse of the state in 1991, in January. He worked at the U.S. Embassy in Washington, D.C. He is also well-versed in the politics of the countries we call the classical democracies, like the U.S., where he lived for the last close to 30 years. He was here in Buffalo, where we both live, as the Commissioner for Equal Employment Opportunity at the Minister of Transportation of the state of New York.
Professor, do you really think that this experience of Mr. Mohamed, the new Prime Minister, can translate into his performance as Prime Minister of Somalia? Because if my count is correct, he is probably going to be the fourth Prime Minister since the federal transitional government took place.
Yes, but someone once said, there's no problem in Somalia. The reason he said was because if there is a problem, there must be a solution. So therefore, we have no solution for the Somali problem for the last 20 years. So probably Somalia has more than a problem. So one individual cannot change a lot. But the question is, does he have the dexterity, the demeanor, the experience to at least contribute and change the government in a way that will be more amenable, you know, to the liking of the donors? So in terms of the changing the situation on the ground, he can contribute, but also he will need a lot of help from so many different areas.
Do you think, Professor, he will be accepted by the Islamists, who many people think have the power in Somalia?
As far as I know, Mohamed is a very good Muslim, and he is not tainted by the Somali civil war. He has been here for the last 30 years, so he is not someone who has participated in this civil war that has been brewing in Somalia for the last 20 years. So basically, he has a lot of positives that others who are on the ground don't. And he has a lot of supporters within the Somali community. So will the Shabab accept him? I don't think Shabab accepts anybody. I mean, they don't accept Sheikh Sharif, who was the head of the Islamic courts. And Shabab is, for example, a byproduct of the ICU, the Islamic courts union. So therefore, I mean, the expectation is, you know, will they accept it? But the question is, will he be able to deal with them with the help from the Somali community and the international community? Will he be able to neutralize them? That's the question. I think that's the right question that we have to ask. And I think he can do that.